You just heard him, and that is Andrew Bagley. Andy, how are you?
Love those Volvo cars. They're getting Sweden through some tough times these days, Marty.
We got trouble in Sweden.
Trouble in Sweden.
Trouble in Sweden. Don't mention stuff like that on the air. All right, Andy is with us. Of course, you could read him on the Bay Area News Group. And great to see you down here. I don't know. It's just something. I asked Alex about it. There's just something special about being here this time of year.
Well, it's fun because, you know, everyone is so excited to get baseball going. You know, it's almost like an old friend welcoming you back, you know. And it is nice this time of year, too. It's not crazy yet. Spring training has gotten very, very crazy. You know, some of the ticket prices can be upwards of $60-70 for a seat. It's like, wow, what happened to spring training? But here in these early days, you don't quite get the full sellouts. Tickets aren't that hard to get. It's not jam-packed with people, and it seems a little more like the spring training I remember. And you know, the drawback is if you come see a game this early in the spring, you're only going to see a couple regulars and maybe only for a couple innings. But, hey, today's going to be a nice day. You get Matt Cain, you get Ty Block, get Mark Melanson, George Contos. Get to see Brandon Crawford here, a few guys in the lineup, so it should be good.
I think any time, as I said this earlier in the show today, this camp is different for me. Anytime anybody hits for the Giants, I want to see him hit. That's how many people they have in camp for competing for jobs and sort of veterans and people who are interesting. Which brings us to Johnny Cueto is not in camp. No one's really talking about it. I know his dad is sick, but what's up with him, the WBC? When will we see Johnny Cueto?
Well, I think the Giants would be a little more concerned if, you know, he weren't facing hitters and they didn't have video of him throwing in a minor league camp. And if they didn't see what they saw from him last spring, Marty, where he came in and it was evident he had not picked up a baseball all offseason. That was by design after he had a very workhorse-type season, pitched to all the way to the World Series with the Royals. And but, yeah, you'll remember he didn't appear in a Cactus League game the first two turns through the rotation because he wasn't ready to face hitters. And then the light went on, and he had a fantastic year. And I think he won, what, 17 of his first 18 decisions? So, you know, they basically, this guy proved to them that he can get ready. Now, the big wild card in this thing is the WBC.
Yeah.
Now, if he's not here until the middle of this coming week, he would have to leave at the end of the week to go join the Dominican Republic. And I think that, you know, the Giants won't say it, but they're basically at the point where, okay, we're going to have to give up on the WBC. This is just getting a little crazy. So I expect that he probably will pull out. No announcement has been made yet. But certainly I think they're at the point where they would like to see him, and they're sensitive to the situation with his father, making sure he can travel and have his visa and everything. They'll feel better when they have him here in camp, but being able to see the video, I think, helps, and knowing that he can get ready helps.
All right, Andy Bagley with us. Andy, we have about a couple of minutes to go here before we join John Miller and Sean Estes today for the broadcast. Jimmy Rollins, we haven't touched on him on the show yet. What's your take on Jimmy Rollins?
You know, the first thing you notice when you see Jimmy Rollins is he's a lot smaller than you think he is, and he's listed at 5'7", and we know these guys are often listed on, you know, wearing spikes.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. I said, how many guys have hit as many homers in the big leagues who are 5'7 or shorter? And I was able to figure it out, and basically you're down to Hack Wilson and Joe Morgan, and that's pretty much it. How he can generate, you know, the power that he's generated over his career from that little body is something else. And you know, he's out there signing autographs for fans. He's out there being personable. You can tell that he's a good guy to have in that room, and he does have to perform to make this team. Because you've got Aaron Hill, you've got Michael Morse, you've got a lot of veterans fighting for very few spots. But you can tell that he's at the point where if he is a role player, he'll be satisfied doing that, where maybe that wouldn't have been the case in the past.
All right, very good. Span is in there today. Crawford, Posey, Morse, Hill, Ruggiano, Williamson, Nunez, and Tomlinson. So, Matt Cain. It becomes an interesting game today, but I appreciate you being on. We got to run, and we'll catch up with you.
Sounds good, Marty.
All right, that is Andy Bagley, and you can catch him in Bay Area Newspaper Group. All right, we've got baseball coming up, and Matt Leland, good first show for us, and Raph, a good job, and Josh there now. Beer Can producing, and we're underway. 2017, the mosaic starts, the March starts. It's a long season. He can hit. And we've got a lot more ahead of us coming up. Yeah, take a drink. Alex already said take a drink twice already on the air. But we've got John coming up with Sean Estes. I'll be back with the post game after the game. Have a good day, everybody.